So, with Hanukkah this week, we can talk about two inyanim related to Hanukkah. The second one's more kolistic in terms of chivi derabanan, listening to inyanim dini derabanan. The first one is just one halacha, one isolated topic within halacha, which is Shavua brings. Name the Mogen Avraham, Tafresh Ayin Beis, that there's no hider in having more shemen than the shear. So once you have enough shemen to last as long as it's supposed to last, which we say is a half hour, so there's no hider in having it go until 2 a.m. Okay. That's the Mogen Avraham. So there's a kash in the Mogen Avraham from Mefurish Gemara, and then we'll try to give dechias why the Gemara is not Mefurish Gemara against the Magen Avraham. So look in Shabbos Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, after the second pair of two dots, it's about a third of the way down. The line begins with Amar Yishua ben Levi. So it says the Kolash Manam Kulon Yafel on there. Any kind of shemen is good for ner, or shemen zayis ben amuvchar, and shemen zayis is the best. And this sugya is the sugya of Hanukkah. Everything here is talking about ner Hanukkah. So Amar Abaye, may reish havi mahadar mar am mishcha de shemshemei. In the beginning, Rabba would go after mishcha de shemshemei, which is sesame oil. Amar, hay moshach nahor tvei. He said he would go after it because moshach nahor tvei. Which means that the light would go longer. As Rashi says, Eno memahir lechalos k'shemen zayis. It doesn't extinguish as quickly as shemen zayis, but it lasts longer. So he preferred mishcha de shemshemei. Kaven de shemullah, however, once he heard Lehod Yerushua ben Levi, said that shemen zayis is the best, so then mahadra mishcha de zayis, so he would go after shemen zayis. Why? Amar hait salol nehorat fei. This one has, this fire is more tzalil. Tzalil, Rashi says, is tzalul u'meir. The flame was more clear and would give more light. But the Pashup Shah and the Gemara seems to be that even though there's a mile of Shemen Zayas because it's tzalil and meir yofel, but there certainly seems to be a mile of Shemen Shemshemei because it is Moshech Nehorei, which means that the flame extends for a long time. It doesn't go out so quickly.
The reason he did it is because of the Zayas.
Shemen Zayas has a bigger mile. Otherwise, you see the way he acted at first, there's a big mile. So the Horetz in the first Shekash and the Magen Avraham says it's only an Indian to light for the time and nothing more. Here you see there seems to be a mila of Moshech Nehorah that doesn't go out so quickly. So what would you say? Any dechiyas for the Gemara?
The truth is that I totally understand the Gemara, because if you think about it, the person in Nisa, why should that be only in the beginning of it?
Okay.
And also, I think there is a lot of that. If you didn't light Nehorah,
because
see
Nehorah,
even if it's way afterwards, so,
right.
You can also say that you can use.
The only reason to defend why there's the mile of Moshech Nehorah, we need to understand where the Magen Avraham is coming from, based on this Gemara.
You can also say that he just used much less Shemshemei.
Oh, so that's a good answer. So when Rashi says it doesn't go out as soon as Shemen Zayas, so you can say that it conserves oil, because whatever quantity you would put in from regular oil for that half hour, here, if you put in less, if it doesn't go out as quickly, maybe it lasts longer.
It's just cheaper.
Not talking about like a monetary gain. I'm just saying that I would say there's two ways to say what you're saying. One way would be that what Rashi means when he says that it doesn't go out so quickly, it means to say that doesn't go out so quickly in the time that's necessary. Other neros, even if you put other shmonim, even if you put it in for the chatisha, which is necessary, it could be that it go out. These, maybe the oil is strong or something like that, that it actually lasts for the time which is required. But the other way to say, closer to what you're saying, is you just put in less oil. So what's the mila? Why is the mila? To save money? Not so much. I saw brought down that it's appropriate for Hanukkah because the same way the nes was done with only ma'at shemen, and it lasted a long time, so by using shemen shimshimeh, you're using a little bit of oil and you're showing the nes and it can last for longer. It's mamish appropriate, very much so, for Hanukkah to
use. It shows less of a nes. It shows that it's natural.
Okay. So that could be something as well. That's fine. With, but whatever it is, you're certainly emulating what was in the Mikdash. So if that's the pshat, again, there's no raya that it means that there's a mile of having it last a longer time. And it's just saying that with less oil, it could last longer. So those are good tevuot. Look at Tosfos, the third Tosfos in the Amud. Mireish havin mahayar mar mishka deshimshimei. Tosfos says, nira da aner Chanukah kai, that the Gemara is talking about aner Chanukah, which is certainly pashup shah of the Gemara. Umishum time of the Mosik, and like the Gemara concludes, the nafish naharatvei, that it's nafish nahori, which literally means a lot of light. Now, it's not clear what Tosfos means. When he says Mosik, you assume he's jumping to the Moskana, even though Dibur Maschil is Mishcha Deshimshimeh. If you say Mosik, it means we're talking about the Moskana, not Shemen Shimshimeh, but rather Shemen Zayas. But the problem with that is Shemen Zayas' Mila is not Nofish Nahor, it's not anything about a lot of flame. It's the Mila of Shemen Zayas is a Mila of Tzalolo Meir, that it's bright. That's not called Nofish, it's not called a lot. So what is Tosfos referring to here? So the truth is, in the Dukei Sofrim, the Girsa of the Gemara in the Hav Amina of Shemen Shimshimeh doesn't say Moshech Nahore, it says Nafish Nahore. Meaning Tosfos is quoting the Gemara by Shemen Shimshimeh as saying the reason Rabba went after Shemen Shimshimeh is because it's Nafish Nahore. And the Lashon of Tosfos of Taima de Mosik, you have to say Mosik is Lav Davka. It doesn't mean like the Maskana of the Gemara, but it means we're talking about Ner Chanukah and the reason why it's good to use Shemen Shimshimeh, which is the Dibur Maschil of Tosfos. The reason why it's good to use Shemen Shimshimeh is because Nafish Nihore. Mosik means, like the Gemara basically says, Lav Davka conclusion, but says Nafish Nihore. If that's Tosfos' Girsa, all that shows is that Shemen Shimshimeh has a grand flame. It doesn't show us anything about lasting for a long time. Even though Rashi does say it doesn't go out so quickly, this would be a different shot. Marshall says a different shot in this Tosfos, but again, there's a Dikduki Sofrim that says this was Tosfos' Girsa in the Gemara, that it's Nafish Nihore. So that is another possibility. A further possibility is it could be the Gemara is actually talking about Ner Shabbos, not like Tosfos says. Tosfos says the reason we know it's not talking about Ner Shabbos, Tosfos goes on to say here that by Ner Shabbos it's Pasha that Shemen Zayas is the best because the Psila holds on to the Shemen and there's no concern of Shema Yata, you're not going to try to fix the Psila. The Psila certainly grabs the Shemen in a good way. So there was no. If it was Ner Shabbos, there should be no discussion about what's preferable, Tzolil versus Moshech Nehore. That shouldn't be a discussion. Okay. So, however, whatever the Pshat Gemara is, in the Rambam, Achronim Medayek, in the Rambam, it sounds like the Gemara is talking about Ner Shabbos. The Meiri says it's talking about Ner Shabbos. If it's talking about Ner Shabbos, that we're saying that Shemen Zayas is Mufchar is Mufchar. It's best to Shemen Zayas. Then there's no raya for length of time of what shemen you should use for Ner Chanukah.
In Magen Avraham, he says this because of a lack of raya that there is a hither and keeping it longer.
Yeah.
That's why I said it.
Yeah.
Not because it says it.
I don't recall him bringing it. Look again. I don't recall bringing a raya.
Just lack of there being any raya all the way.
I forgot. But he said Misfar, it makes sense. There's no mile having it last longer.
Okay.
One more potential dechia would be the Gemara in Psachim Daches says you should use a nair for bedikas chametz, not an avuka. Don't use a torch. Gemara gives like four reasons what the distinctions are why a nair is better. One of them is the Gemara says that a nair is mashich nehore. where Navuka is not. So what does it mean, Moshech Nahore? So Rashi there says that it's Enozoz, the Nair stands still, and Navuka, the flame goes back and forth, so you can't really focus the flame on the Chametz. So if Moshech Nahore there means Lozoz, even though it doesn't mean Rashi here, but I thought maybe you could say Pshat in the Gemara over here, is that he went after Shem and Shem Shemay because it's Moshech Nahore that there's a Mila and the flame stands still. And that we said, no, there's a better Mila of Shem and Zayas, which is Solil, that it's brighter and shinier, and the quality of the flame itself, not just the way it stands. I don't know if anybody says that in the discussion of Bangladesh Rum or even Pshat in the Gemara, but at least that's how it's defined in Psochem. So maybe you can say that Pshat here also. So, just to recap this point, when the Rum says there's no hitter in having extra, having the Nair last longer, and the Gemara seems to say that there is, but with some of these Dechiyas, whether it's the Derech of the Nes to have less Shemen last the amount of time, or they're talking about Nair Shabbos, or that Moshech means something else, or the different Gersa, maybe we could save the Magen Avraham from this Gemara with these Yishuvim. Okay. The second thing I want to talk about is the Gemara in, right over here in Shabbos as well. The Gemara talks about the okay, it says, my mivarich. What bracha do you make? It says, the shukat shem is supposed to be sivon lahalik ner shal chanukah. The Gemara says, the hechan sivonu. Over here. The hechan sivonu. Where were we commanded? How can we save the sivonu? Where is the tzivoy to Malak Nerash Chanukah? There's no pasuk in the Torah. Mar gives two answers. Rav Avya Omar Melo Sasser, that you have to listen to the Chachamim, like every Derabana. Rav Nechemya Omar, or Shalvi Girs, Rav Nechemya, Rav Nachman. Shalvi Chavegecha, Zekenecha, Vyomoloch, listen to your father and they'll tell you. So you should listen to them to be Malak Nerash Chanukah. So, okay. So the Pashup Shah in the Gemara is, how can we say Vitzivonu? Where can we say that Hashem commanded us to do Ner Chanukah if it's only Derabanan? So on that, the Gemara quotes Lo Sasor. Now, as you know, there's a famous Machlokas, Rambam and Ramban, if Lo Sasor is Derabanan or Deraisas. Right? The Rambam paskins that every Derabanan is Deraisa. Rambam says that in Shorash Aleph, in the Shoshim, before Sefer Mitzvahs. And the Ramban says that they're Derabanan. This Gemara, Rambam himself quotes, and it seems to be a good proof for the Rambam that Lo Sasra is Deraisa, because the Gemara is saying, how can we say Vitzivanu? Hashem commanded us. And we quote Lo Sasra and then Derabanan, implying that there's an Inyan Midaraisa to listen to Chacham.
Well, how can you say it's Inyan Derabanan? Rabbanan.
I mean, how you learn this Gemara or in general?
I'm saying, what's the
where's
what's the other option? It's like, oh, there you have a Mitzvah Rabbanan. They say listen to the Rabbanan.
You're just asking, where does it come from?
Yeah, like it's circular logic to say it's Mitzvah Rabbanan.
So the way to ask is, where does it come from?
Right.
So Rav Elchanan, as I'll quote in a second, Rav Elchanan has a kuntres called Kuntres de Vesofa, and in Simon Aleph, he tries a variety of routes over where this tzivoy comes from, Tzivoy Tzivonah. And in the end, he comes out with saying that it's called Ratzon Hashem. So Hashem wants you to do, to listen to the Rabbanan. And he gives different examples for it, and you have to go through it to see the exact parameters over how it works. But yes, that's a good question. Is how can the Rabbanan command you to listen to the Rabbanan? It could be a free-for-all. So the Rambam, when he paskins in Hilchos Brachos, when he paskins the concept of a bracha on Derabanan, he quotes this Gemara. Listen to the way he quotes this in Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Gimel. V'chein kol ha-mitzvah shehen medivrei sofrim. Any mitzvah which is Derabanan, bein mitzvah shehen chova medivreihim, whether it's a chiyuv, kigon mikra megillah, halakas ner Shabbos, halakas ner Chanukah, bein mitzvah shehen a chova, or if it's a mitzvah which is not chiyuv, kigon eruv in tilas yadayim, Mivarech ala kol kodem lasiyason. You have to make a bracha before you do them. Asher kishalim esos v'tzivanu lasos. V'heichan tzivanu b'torah. Where is the tzivoy? Shekosuv bo that the pasuk says asher yomru l'chos aseh, which is the aseh element of this Gemara. Gemara says lo sasur, don't don't not listen to them. But Ashir Muchasaset, the many Mefarshim say this Gemara is Lav Dafka when it says Lo Sasor. It just took the pasuk, the part of the pasuk which is more known. But really, the Gemara says the Chiyuv, where is the Tzivoy to do Lakas Ner Chanukah? It comes from the Asay of Ashir Yomu Luchasaset, that whatever the Chachamim tell you to do, you should do. Others learned that Lo Sasor is Bedavka. With the Rambam, it sounds very clear here that Lo Sasor is Lav Dafka, and the Tzivoy comes from Ashir Yomu Luchasaset. Rambam continues. In a different lotion than he usually says. He says, Nimsa inyan hadvarim v'hisiyon kachu. It comes out that the setup of the bracha is as follows. So he goes over it now. Asher kedishana b'mitzvosav, shetziva bahen lishmoa, that we became kadosh in his mitzvos, that Hashem commanded them, shetziva bahen lishmoa, we should listen, me'elu shetzivu likros as ha-megil o lehalek nirashan ha-chanakar. That the tzivui is to listen to those that told us to do Megillah or Chanukah. V'chein shar kamas Hashem edivei sofer. Same for all the rabbanans. So the tzivui is to listen to them. It's not the pshat that's a tzivui on their Chanukah. The tzivui is to listen to Chazal. That's the way the Rambam sets it up over here. Now, just an aside for a second, we read the Gemara that said 2 days. If it comes from Lo Sasor, which is what the Rambam quotes here, the Asay element, Asher Yomer Lecha Asay, or if it comes from Shalavicha V'yagencha, Zikanecha V'yomulach. And what's the Nafkamina? So the Emek Shaila, the Nsiv, his parish in the Shulta, says a very interesting Nafkamina. There's a famous machlokas, do you make a bracha on a minhag? The Rambam Shita is, you don't make a bracha on a minhag. It says this actually also in Perikud Aleph, Hilchos Brachos, the end of the Hilchos Brachos, Halacha Tezayin, Kol Davar Shehu Minog, whether it's a Minog Nevi'im, or if it's Minog Chachamim, Kungun Kriyas Halel, Eim Evar Chalov. Okay, Svarim don't make a bracha on Halel. So Tosos and Sukkah, Daphne and Dalam Abeis, Paskin, if you do make a bracha on Minogim, that's why your Minog is to make a bracha on Halel. So, then Siv suggests that Machlokas can be totally in how you Paskin this Gemara. Where is the Makor to make a bracha on Derabana? According to the Rambam, who we just saw a second ago, says he seems to quote Lo Sasor, Shigam Lo Chasasa. So on a Derabanan, don't veer away from Derabanan. Kosher, whatever they tell you to do. A Minhag? That's not in Lo Sasor. Tosas himself in Sukkah also says, Minhagim are not Mechal Lo Sasor. They're not telling you, Minhag is not Chachamim telling you, do this, listen to whatever Bez Nagadol says. Minhag is a different category. So on that, the same way the Rambam passing that brachos for the Rabbanans comes from Lo Sasor, that would not cross over to the world of Minhagim. That's why the Rambam would say there's no. That's why he does say there's no inyan of bracha on Minhagim, because Minhagim are not bechlal Lo Sasor. It's not an inyan of not listening to the Chachamim. Tosos, however, he says that the Nesiv says that the Shulta is paskins. We, like Rav Nachman of the Chemia, that says the Makor Shalavicha Vegecha. Shalavicha? Ask your father? Loshna Avicha is any of the Minhag. Like it says, Shema Bani Musar Avicha Be'atitosh Mitaras Imecha. And the Rishonim quote that Pasuk, Shema Bani Musar Avicha Be'atitosh Mitaras Imecha is referring to Minhag. They say that's. So if the Makor for Brachas Derbanan comes from Shalavicha Vegecha, then Hu Adin, you'll make a bracha also. If Shalavicha is strong enough to tell you should make a bracha on Derbanan, it's also going to be strong enough to say you should make a bracha on Minhag, because Minhag is also b'chal Shalavicha, so you'll also make a bracha on Minhag. That could be a nafkamina, and the Siv says, between which day you paskin like in our Gemara. But going back to the inyan of how you make this bracha of Vitzivanu, the Rambam is very clear, in this Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, that the mitzvah, the tzivoy, is not to do Ner Chanukah. When you make the bracha, the kavanah you're supposed to have is lishmoa me elu shetziva osi, to listen to the Bez Nagadol that told me I had to do Ner Chanukah. So the Meshech Chachma in Parsha Shoftim takes this point and runs with it. He says the whole inyan of the Rabbanan is not about doing what's right. It's about listening to them. As we say, mitzvah l'shmuel adivrei chachamim is a phrase which is used. It's a mitzvah, it's in the Gemara. It's a mitzvah l'shmuel adivrei chachamim. It's not to do what's right per se. he explains the reason behind the mitzvah of Lo Sosuras as follows. There's a big proof that the inyan of listening to a derbanan is not about what's doing is what's right is because of the Gemara that Bezdin, it could be Mevatel, Bezdin Shel Chaver. Each Bezdin, a later Bezdin HaGadol, could Mevatel a previous Bezdin HaGadol. Okay? And the Rambam Shita is that it's Lav Davka if you're Gadol B'Chachmah V'Minyan. If the later Bezdin HaGadol even is not smarter or older, that's only required for Takanos. But in order for any other to change a drush or anything like that, any other Bezdin HaGadol can say, I disagree with the previous Bezdin HaGadol, I can Mevatel it. You see from that, if the Rabbanon make a takana, it's not nitzchias, it's not lasting forever. Okay? In fact, as far as Megillah is concerned, that there's no Bezdin HaGadol that was around to make the Tzivuy Mikra Megillah, because they were in Golos at that time, for Megillah. I think it's the Kli Chemda that says the only reason we have to keep Megillah is because by the beginning of Bayashini, when Bezdin HaGadol decided, we like this, the Rabbanon of Mikra Megillah, we're going to keep it. Okay? But if not for that, there's no Bezdin HaGadol. Okay, that's a side point. There's no Bezdin HaGadol around by Mikra Megillah.
Nowadays, there's no Bezdin HaGadol. You can't be.
Right.
You can't take away that kind
of right. But the main thing you see from this concept is that in Bezdin HaGadol can mevatel previous Bezdin HaGadol, that the inyan listening to Chacham is not to do what's right per se. It could be that Klapei Shmaya, to listen to the Bezdin HaGadol is not necessarily what's right. It's just, but it is right because you have to listen to them. The Meshech Chachma there points out an interesting thing. The Pasuk of Lo Sosar, the inyan of mitzvah listening to Chacham, is next to the Parsha of Melech in Parsha Shoftim. But listening to whatever Melech tells you to do, not to be Mori B'Malchus. And the examples of that are nothing to do with anything which is right, Klapei Shmaya. If he tells you, the examples which are given is if he tells you to leave and you don't leave, tells you to stay and you don't stay, that's called Mori B'Malchus. He even quotes the Gemara, it says, Man Malki or Ban. The Gemara sometimes says, Talmidei Chachamim are called a Melech. There's definitely, he says that in more of a joking way, but there's a connection between Talmidei Chachamim and Melachim in the sense that the Tzad HaShava is that in both cases, it's not about what's right. Kosh Baruch Hu may even disagree with the Chachamim. Kosh Baruch Hu may disagree with what the Melech says. Lo b'shamayim he, though. We don't listen to what... there's a koach of Bezdin HaGadol, they can decide what to do. Oh, and he says the reason behind this mitzvah, the Tam HaMitzvah, is al derech lo sasu agudas agudas. That you're not supposed to have different minhagim coming in, everyone acting different ways at once. It's not to have different bundles of people acting different ways. Because the chashash is as follows. It's a very nogeya chashash. Someone could come along and say, the same way that a later Bezdin was mevatel the first Bezdin, I too don't hold of this current Bezdin's takana, and I want to do differently. Not that I have the status of Bezdin HaGadol, but the same way that the Rabbanon is not Nitzchias and another Bezdin HaGadol can mevatel it, so I could do that also. If that were to happen, everyone's going to act their own way. It would be like you have Agudas Agudas. You wouldn't have one uniformed action in Klal Yisrael. And we can't have that. It'll cause tremendous machlokas. And that's the reason behind Lo Sasur, that it doesn't give a koach to an individual to mevatel a Bezdin HaGadol. A Bezdin HaGadol can mevatel a Bezdin HaGadol, but an individual can't. That's Lo Sasur. And that's the smichas to Melech, that whether it's, even if it's not right per se, Klapei Shmaya, you still have to listen to it. And he explains two very interesting things based on this yesod, that the mitzvah is to listen to them and not to do what's right per se, which again is meduyik in this Rambam. The mitzvah vitzivonu is on the shmiya of what Bezdin HaGadol tells you, what Chazal tell you, but lav davka on the tzivoy of doing this mitzvah per se. Two interesting ways is there's the famous question on... Well, no, well, stop. Let's explain this. Safik Daraisa is Lechumra. Safik Darabonon is Lekula. So, why aren't we Machmir on Safik Darabonons? So the way he explains it there is Be'etzem, it never says, he takes on that it never says anywhere in the Torah that you have to be Machmir on the Safik. But it's a Svara. If I have a Safik Chazir in front of me, how can I eat it and hope it's not Chazir if maybe I'm being over a D'oraisa? Because the thing may be chazir, and that may be wrong to do. But what if I have a suffix on a din derabanan?
Okay?
A suffix on b'sar of and cholov. And I go ahead and I eat it. Did I do... It's one suffix. I don't know what it is in front of me. But did I do something wrong by eating the b'sar of and cholov? Well, if the whole inyan of listening to Rabbanan, the whole inyan of not doing a derabanan that's wrong, is listening to the chachamim, and let's say, as he names on, that there is never an issue with having to keep a suffix. It's only because the item itself intrinsically may be something which is metamtem, usur, tome. The item itself is a problem. So by deraisas, we care about the item itself being a problem. By derabanans, if we're saying that the whole, there's nothing inherent about each mitzvah to do, nothing special about Ner Chanukah per se. It's not nitzchias, it could be mevatel from a different Bez Nagadol. If the whole thing is to listen to the Chachamim, and there never was a tzivoy on the case of a suffik, so why should I be machmer? Let's say I did eat psar of and chalav. Who cares? Chazal never were mitzvah me to keep that suffik. And even by the Torah, maybe there never is any makor to follow that suffix, but there at least there is a real chashash because there's something inherently wrong with Isser Daraisa. By Isser Darabanan, if the pshat is there's nothing inherently wrong, so in the case of suffix, I'm not choshesh for what may go wrong.
Why aren't you choshesh Darabanan as a Daraisa since you may or may not be being over Isser Daraisa by listening to it?
Because that's what we're saying. They never were mitzave you to listen in the case of suffix. They were mitzave you don't eat b'sar of and chalav. But in the case of suffix, the tzivui was never said in the case of a suffix. The way we'll say it is they only were mitzave you not to eat b'sar of and chalav vadai. If I don't know it, why should I keep it? That's you can argue on that, but he explains that with this idea. Another example is the Nesivus says that a shogig on a derabanan does not, you don't need kapara for it. Deraisa, you need kapara. Sometimes it's a korban, sometimes it's other types of kapara. But derabanan, he says, never needs kapara. So he says it makes a lot of sense according to this. What's the inyan of going against a derabanan? I didn't listen to what the chachamim told me to do. It's merida, it's rebellion, it's bemazed. I'm going against those rabbis. If it was b'shogeg, there's no kavana. So you can only imagine a shogeg derabanan being a problem, something inherently wrong with the iser derabanan. But now that we're saying, Homan says l'shmoa, it makes a lot of sense. That's the Meshech Chachma and Shofta. And the Ramban, even on the Pasuk, when he says, when he quotes the Sefriya, afilu ayimin shusmo v'smol shu yamin, he's saying that the Ramban says that even if Bez Nagadol makes a mistake, they make a mistake, you have to listen to them. Why? Because they were the one that were mitzvah you. It is the reason behind it is similar to the Meshech Chachma. He says that we know there's going to be a lot of opinions out there. Part of this is the Ramban and Shoftim, part of this is the Ramban and Shorash Aleph and Sefer Mitzvahs. Everyone has different opinions, and if everyone has different opinions, it can lead to bad things. So there's the uniform tzivoy that we have to listen to Bez Nagadol, even if they mess up, because it's too bad, even if they make a mistake. Again, the mitzvah is not what's right per se, it's about listening to them. And there's another example given in Quintus de Reso from Rav Elchanan that when you have a suffix in Mitzias, you have two Adam telling you, you have like tray, you know, one Kav of Adam telling you one thing, another Kav of Adam telling you another thing. You can't just pick whichever group you want. You have to treat it l'chumra, okay? But when there's a suffix in Hadapaskin, okay? So the Gemara in Chulon that says, before the Baskel came out and said halacha like Beis Hillel, the Mara of the Kamar of it, you can go like Beis Hillel, you can go like Beis Shammai, however you choose to go, okay? And it's a specific scenario there, but you can choose which way you want to go. Meaning, let's say if you go like Beis Hillel, is a Chumra and a Kula in that side. If you go like Beis Shammai, is a Chumra and a Kula on that side. You can pick whichever group you want, but there's no, and it may even be bad to follow both Chumras. Chulon asks why. Why should you not be Machmer like in Las Vegas? So he explains that when it comes to a din, when it comes to a mitzvah, you have to be machmer. But when it comes to chachamim, the only thing we care about is that they are registered as chachamim, that they have a title of I have to listen to el shofet asher yeh bayamim ahem. He's called a shofet. But beyond that, it's enough to just listen to whichever chacham there is. And even if I'm not being machmer, because the koach is given to listen to the chachamim, whether they're right or wrong, I don't have to be choshesh for that point. When it comes to listening to chachamim, there's no inyan to be machmer. It's enough to just listen to the chachamim. And he gives examples. He says so when after the Baskel comes out, that's telling me the Beis Hillel is a day that I have to follow Bishamai and not. Okay? By Yachav Rabim, the Rabim are called the Shofet Asher Yiyah Bayamim Mahim that you have to listen to, the Yachid not. But beyond that, even if they're wrong, we don't care. As there's the Gemaras that Kosh Baruch Hu says this Tana is wrong, this Tana is right. And Bez Nagalo says, I don't care about the Baskel. Lo Beshamayim he. We're going to do what you're going to follow the appropriate Bezdin. So again, if we're even ignoring Kosh Baruch Hu, to say it that strong, the Indian of the Rabbanans is listening to them and not about doing what's right per se. And it's tremendous, even though we don't have Beis Nagadol nowadays, and I'm not going to get involved with what the status of listening to, you know, different Vadim or Gedolim is, what status that has, but the Nakuda certainly could be translated. That you'll hear many times from different people, and they may hide their words, but they're basically saying, I know better than the Chachamim. Sometimes they'll say straight out, I know better than Chazal, I know better than Beis Nagadol. And that we know is explicit against what we're saying right now. But each person should come to their own conclusion. When a person says, I disagree with the general public, the greater, not general public, but the greater rabbis, so how far can that be said? Of course there's times for machlokas, of course there's times for vikuach, but and I'm not saying that a certain class of anybody has a status of Beis Nagadol nowadays, but the point is certainly clear. If the mitzvah behind Lo Sasur is that you shouldn't have agudas like agudas, you shouldn't have each person doing their own thing. So sometimes, and even I can count that they're wrong. Afilos mol shayimini, min shosmol, even if they're wrong, still, there's a mitzvah l'shmol ahem, even though it could be mevutal a generation later. Right? We were talking before about Seder Kodshim. That the machlokas is not necessarily what used to be the Mishnayos and Kodshim. Whenever you have machlokas, not machlokas and mitzvah, what was. It could be each town is saying, even though one way was the way they acted in the Mikdash previously, but now this is how I darshan the psukim, this is what should be. So it's not about doing what's right or what was per se, it's listening to El Shofit Asher Yeh Bayamim Ahem. Okay, now nowadays, again, it's complicated. You have a shofet, but it's not the status of Beis Nagadol, so you take it to your own level. But if someone's going to prove that Beis Nagadol is wrong or that Chazal is wrong, that's very possible. But it doesn't matter. That's the min shuzmos, mol shemin, as it's exemplified from the Rambam over here. The Rambam says the mitzvah is lishmoa lahem, and not lishmoa to the etzem hadavar. As the Meshech HaMabra proves, that it's not about that there's an iser bechefza on every derabanan. It's the iser that comes from the tzivoy of lishmoa divrei chachamim. One more sofa I thought, which may be a little bit related to this, is famous Gemara on Shabbos, Daf Yodbeis. Mishnah says, Lo yikra l'or haner, that on Shabbos, you shouldn't read by the candlelight, because, and that's the Lashon Mishnah. The Braisa says, Lo yikra l'or haner shemayata. It tells you the reason behind it. You may come to tilt the flame to get better light, to tilt the oil to get better light. So Rabbi Shmuel said, Ani ekrev lo ata, the Rabbanon is not nogeya to me, because the whole concern of Shemayata, my head can be both in the Gemara and with my hands, I'm not going to tilt the light, I'm not going to tilt it, so the Rabbanon doesn't apply to me. In the end, he tilted it, and he said, he wrote in his contrast, I'm going to bring a chatas, the lashon that he says, is he says, Kaman gedolim divrei chachamim, She'omru lo yikol ohaner. How great is that the words of the Chachamim that say lo yikol ohaner? Maritz Chias there says, famous pshat b'shem degro, that what he meant was as follows. The Mishnah says lo yikol ohaner. The Braisa adds a reason of lo yikol ohaner shemayata, the reason behind it, that you may come to tilt. He followed the reason of the Braisa and said, oh, it doesn't apply to me.
So you're saying it doesn't matter if it applies to you. It
doesn't matter if it applies to you. Listen to the Chachamim, whatever the reason is. Of course, there are times when yes, times when no, whatever it may be. That's the whole world of Psak. But he says, Kam gedolim divrei Chachamim, how great are the words of the Chachamim of the Mishnah that said lo yikal or haner. And didn't say a reason behind it. And didn't say Shemayata. Kam gedolim divrei Chachamim says lo yikal or haner. And didn't give a reason behind it. If I would have listened to the Mishnah, not to the Gemara, I wouldn't have made the mistake.
Who said this?
This is the Gra. And it's the same Gemara like this also in Sanhedrin with Shlomo HaMelech. The Gemara, the Psukim say why you shouldn't have Lo Yarba Lo Benashim and why you shouldn't have too many Susim. And Shlomo HaMelech said, it doesn't apply to me. My lev won't have a Natiya.
Wait, is this Shabbos Neiros or a Chanukah?
Shabbos Neiros. Yeah, but by Shabbos Neiros, it's just Indian of Kriya. Adarabba, you're supposed to have Hanah from them for Achila and everything like that. By Ner Chanukah, Ein Lanu Shilchus Neishim and Bavad, you can't use it for anything, even to eat your lakots by the Neiros. In any case,
one second, the Vilna Gaon said, who is the one that tilted it?
Rabbi Shmuel.
Rabbi Shmuel.
He said Pshat in his line of Kam Gedolim Divrei Chachamim She'amru Lo Yekar Lo Or Haner, is he saying how great is it the words of the Chachamim, specifically the Chachamim of the Mishnah, not the Braisa, but the Mishnah said it's awesome. And also same, it's happened years earlier before Rabbi Shmuel with Shlomo HaMelech himself. The Shlomo HaMelech says the Isser of Lo Yarba Lo Noshim doesn't apply to me. Not on the Rabban level. On the Raisa level, it doesn't apply to him at all. The time of the mitzvah, the time of the mitzvah that was given in the Torah itself, he said, oh, so the whole Isser doesn't apply to me. And he didn't follow it. So Kam Gedolim Divrei Chachamim. That's what the Gra says. You quote the Maariv Chiyas in the back of the Gemara and Shabbos, Daf Yabez, it's quote the Gra. But again, same idea, like you said. Kam Gedolim Divrei Chachamim, that this is what they said to do. The point is, don't be mimic too much. Don't have a whole pilpul. Don't ask too many questions. Just do blindly. Again, I'm not saying an ironclad rule. There are times where you should ask questions. There are times where you should understand. But to come to conclusions on your own, to come to say, I know better than them. Also in the Gemara, there's a famous thing in the Gemara that it's not so easy to mevatel gzeira just because the time doesn't apply anymore. There are many times that it's said, there's many makoros, that even if the thing doesn't apply, we don't know if Chazal had a deeper reason on why they made a certain takana, a certain gzeira, and we can't get rid of it so easily. This comes up numerous times. So, similar idea. Don't be so quick to make your agudas agudas. And again, not to get political, but if you think about every different sect of Judaism now, and you think about not just every sect, every different personality of people and how they respond to that their bond makes no sense. Isn't it? Now, we don't know it. We don't know kam gedolim divrei chachamim. And again, in certain cases, if you certainly go back to the Zman Bezna Gadol, the mitzvah is lishmoa lahem. The Indian is not nitzchias. It could be mevoto. But you certainly, as an individual, don't have the koach to do that. And it's not about what's right or what's wrong. You have to listen to them. So hopefully, when you say the bracha of Asher Kachalim, the kavana is, Bezna Gadol told me, Chazal told me to light Ner Chanukah. It's, yes, there's a lot of reasons behind it. There's a lot of great things behind it. But the mitzvah is vitzivanu. Lo sasa, lishmoa to the chamim, regardless of the etzem nekuda of Ner Chanukah. Okay.